Will there be an electric picnic this year? Yes, say its organisers. We'll see, say the government. Festival Republic are planning for 70,000 people at Stradbally in late September, only if they're fully vaccinated or have recently recovered from COVID, and they've put their proposal in a letter to the Taoiseach, the Minister for Arts and other members of government. Minister Catherine Martin says she hopes the government will be in a position to give a clear signal on a reopening plan for the live entertainment industry by the end of August. Melvin Benn is the managing director of Festival Republic, which runs the Electric Picnic, Reading and Leeds festivals. I spoke to him earlier and asked him, what is the status of the Electric Picnic this year?
Well, I guess the status is fairly straightforward from my point of view, which is that I'm very actively undertaking the planning of the Electric Picnic because I very actively believe that the Electric Picnic will take place. And I say that because I can't see any reason at this point in time why it wouldn't take place at the end of September. We're 2 months away from it.
So under your proposal, how would the event be run? Who would be able to go? Who wouldn't be able to go? How many people would go?
Well, the intention would be that the full 70,000 people that are, that the licence that is applied for would attend. I am in some ways bowing to the pressure that exists by declaring that only those people that are fully vaccinated or immune because they've had the virus in the last 6 months can attend, work or perform at the event.
And that would be different to how you've run events in Britain, is that right?
Yes, in the UK I've been running events, pilot events and now very open events where we have effectively been lateral flow testing people for the virus prior to entry. Lateral flow hasn't been widely accepted in Ireland, obviously, and therefore fully vaccinated. And at this point in time, I think as of Saturday, Ireland actually overtook the UK in terms of percentage of population that was fully vaccinated. On that basis alone, it would seem rather strange that events couldn't happen and that the Electric Picnic couldn't happen. But by adding in that everybody has to be fully vaccinated, even just to come and work there, I think offers incredible reassurance.
Have you been in contact with the government here? Have you put this proposal to them?
Well, I initially put a proposal to them around fully vaccinated or first vaccination and additional lateral flow tests. And then I amended that. When I thought about it a little more carefully, I amended that to be fully vaccinated or registered immune.
And have you had any response?
Well, we've had a response to thank us for the submission. We've had a response to say that towards the end of August that there would be a pathway that was set out towards reopening of events and the economy. But obviously, from my point of view, I can't wait until the end of August for that pathway to be clear that events can take place at the end of September. And therefore, I'm investing and all of the teams are investing in the effort to try and make sure that the picnic can happen by presuming that we are going ahead. And I'm saying presuming that we are going ahead because let's be 100% clear here. Nobody's told me I can't go ahead.
When are you going to put tickets on sale?
Well, we actually have a little over 90% of the tickets sold because people bought in March 2020 for the 2020 event and we sold out immediately and over 90% of the people kept their tickets and chose to roll it over. So the remainder tickets I think we will put on sale towards the end of this month now and I would expect them to go fairly quickly.
And if it does go ahead, who's playing?
Well, we've got a great lineup. Actually, we're really, really excited and happy about the lineup. And so we'll release the lineup towards the end of August at a similar time towards that we would anticipate the decision from Leeds County Council. Which I hasten to add, I have no concerns about. I don't believe there are any issues in the planning law that would allow Leeds County Council to be saying no to this event.
But as far as you're concerned, you're fully expecting this event to go ahead with 70,000 people in the third weekend of September.
100% fully expecting the electric picnic to be going ahead on the basis that 100% nobody's told me I won't be able to, and the speed of vaccination rollout in Ireland, if it was submitted into the Tokyo Olympics, would win gold, and we are very confident that it could happen.
There you go. That's Melvin Benn, Managing Director of Festival Republic.